ஓம் சாந்தி.
ஓம் சாந்தி.
சபி பேட் ஜாய் மேரி சாமனே சபி பை கணேஷ் பேட் ஜோ பாக்யவான் ஹே வோ ஆத்மாயே
வோ சுனேதா தோ சோல்
ஜினோனே இஸ் சமய கோ பேச்சானா
ஹூ ஹேவ் ரெகனைஸ்ட் திஸ் டைம்
ஓர் பாபா சே மிலன் மனாயா
அண்ட் ஹாஸ் அ மீட்டிங் பாபா
ஹம் சபி अपने प्राणेश्वर का आह्वान करेंगे.
टुडे वी विल ऑल इनवोक
खुदा दोस्त का वेलकम करेंगे धरा पर.
वी विल वेलकम गॉड फ्रेंड.
थोड़ा नीचे वॉल्यूम नीचे. तो सभी अपने खुदा दोस्त को वेलकम करने के लिए तैयार हैं.
सो आर वी ऑल रेडी टू वेलकम गॉड फ्रेंड.
कितनी सुखद घड़ियां हैं.
इट इज सच अ मोमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस.
भगवान अपनी महान आत्माओं का श्रृंगार करने आ रहे हैं.
गॉड हिमसेल्फ इज कमिंग टू डेकोरेट द ग्रेट सोल.
जो आ रहा है
एंड द वन हु इज कमिंग
सबसे ऊंचा.
ही इज द हाईएस्ट ऑन हाई.
और जिनसे मिलने आ रहा है
एंड द वन होम ही इज कमिंग टू मीट
सृष्टि की चुनी हुई.
दे टू आर द सेलेक्टेड सोल्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड.
मैं सोचा करता हूँ
आई समटाइम्स डू थिंक
बाबा हम सभी को एक बहुत सुंदर स्मृति दिलाते हैं.
बाबा गिव्स अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल थिंकिंग.
तुम सभी इष्ट देव देवियाँ हो.
दैट यू आर ऑल स्पेशल डाइटीज
हैं. सभी
आर यू ऑल स्पेशल डाइटीज.
इष्ट देव देवियाँ
यू आर ऑल स्पेशल डाइटीज.
जिनकी मंदिरों में पूजा हो रही
है. द वन हू आर बीइंग वर्शिप्ड इन द टेंपल.
तो जरा सोच कर देखें.
सो जस्ट थिंक फॉर योर सेल्फ
एंड सी सारे इस देव और देवियां
ऑल द स्पेशल डाइटीज
हो गए
हैं. ऑल कलेक्टिवली जॉइंड टुगेदर इन दिस हॉल.
कितना सुंदर दृश्य है.
एंड इट इज सच अ ब्यूटीफुल सीन.
पूजनीय आत्माएं
ऑल द वर्शिप ऑफ द सोल.
पवित्र आत्माएं
प्योर सोल
साथ इकट्ठी हो गई.
ऑल टुगेदर हैव बीन कलेक्टेड हियर.
और स्वयं भगवान उनको नजर से निहार करने के लिए आ रहे हैं.
इज कमिंग टू सैटिस्फाई विद हिज विजन.
बाबा के इस मिलन को यादगार बनाने के लिए
टुडे वी विल मेक दिस बाबाज मीटिंग
अ
मेमोरियल एंड प्रिपेयर आवर सेल्फ फॉर दैट.
सुंदर अनुभव उनको ही होते हैं.
ओनली दे कैन हैव ए वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस.
जो अपने मन बुद्धि को एकाग्र कर देते हैं.
वन हू नोज टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट द माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट.
अब सभी अब से
फ्रॉम नाउ ऑन
जब तक बाबा हमारे बीच में
अंटिल बाबा विल बी अमिडस्ट
चार घंटे पूरे
कंप्लीट फोर आवर्स
स्वयं को एकाग्र कर दें.
वी विल कॉन्सेंट्रेट आवर सेल्फ.
अपने मन को समझा दें.
वी हैव टू
अपने मन
our
को
mind
अपना गुड फ्रेंड बना लें.
वी विल मेक आवर माइंड एलिवेटेड.
और कहीं नहीं जाना है.
दैट नाउ यू शुडंट गो एनीवेयर.
स्थिर हो जाओ. विल
नाउ रिमेन स्टेबल.
थोड़ा कम. चले मैं आप सभी को एक सुंदर चिंतन की ओर ले चलता.
नाउ आई विल टेक एवरीवन फॉर अ ब्यूटीफुल थिंकिंग.
अभी लाल लाइट नहीं. इस संसार में
इन दिस वर्ल्ड
बुद्धिमान वही है.
इंटेलेक्चुअल्स आर दोज
जो अपने जीवन के महत्व को जानता.
नो वन हू नोज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ देयर ओन लाइफ.
ब्राह्मण संसार में
इन द ब्राह्मण वर्ल्ड
वे बुद्धिमान हैं.
इंटेलेक्चुअल्स आर दोज
जो अपने समय और संकल्पों के महत्व को जानते
हैं. वन हू नोज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ द टाइम एंड थॉट
जो अपने समय को महत्व देकर इसे सफल करते हैं.
द वन हू सक्सीड्स द टाइम
अपने संकल्प
बाय नोइंग इट्स
महान
सिग्निफिकेंस एंड द वन हू हैव मेड देयर थॉट्स
टुडे संकल्प विश्व कल्याण करने वाला.
द वन हू थॉट्स ब्रिंग बेनिफिट टू द वर्ल्ड.
इस संसार में चमक चंद्रमा की तरह
दे शाइन इन द वर्ल्ड.
चंद्रमा की तरह
जस्ट एज अ फुल मून
सारा संसार प्रकाशित होता है.
बाय विच द होल वर्ल्ड
सभी
शाइन
कर चिंतन कर करेंगे
तो एवरी वन टूडे विल सिट एंड थिंक
मेरा जीवन बहुत मूल्यवान है
माई लाइफ इज वेरी वैल्यूएबल
समय बहुत मूल्यवान है
टाइम इज वैल्यूएबल
जबकि हम बाबा से चारों युगों के लिए जितना श्रेष्ठ भाग्य प्राप्त करना चाहें कर सकते
So we can create our fortune for all the four ages as much as we want now at this time.
Takdeer bat rahi hai. Takdeer likhi ja rahi
hai. Now the fortune is being written.
Bahut achhi tarah hai. Is satya ko jaante hue.
So everyone should know this truth. Remain introverted and have the subconscious stage. Now we have to attain everything in this life. For which we have got this life.
Baba कहते हैं ऐसा कार्य में.
Baba says.
मैं तुम्हें अपना सब कुछ देकर.
I give you everything of mine to you. I become empty and I'll go and take rest in the supreme abode.
Baba हमें अपना सब कुछ देने आए.
Baba has come to give us everything. Complete knowledge.
Complete purity.
सारी
शक्तियाँ.
All powers.
संपूर्ण खुशी
कंप्लीट हैप्पीनेस
श्रेष्ठ भाग्य
एलिवेटेड फॉर्च्यून
खजानों से भरपूर
एंड फिलिंग अस विद ऑल ट्रेजर्स
ज्ञान के सारे रहस्य उसने हमारे
ही हैज ओपन्ड अप ऑल द सीक्रेट्स ऑफ नॉलेज
सृष्टि चक्र के सारे राज
ही हैज ओपन्ड अप द सीक्रेट्स ऑफ ऑल द वर्ल्ड साइकिल
हम बाबा से सब कुछ ले लें
सो नाउ वी हैव टू टेक एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम बाबा ही इज The ocean of peace. Peace is not for him. He has come to give us. He is the ocean of love. He gives us his elevated love. He is almighty authority.
So
in Navadi's Murli we hear Almighty authority has the power to grant salvation to all. He has the power to destroy the sins of everyone. And he has the power to purify all souls. So now we have to take full benefit of this confluence age. Now the time is passing by very quickly. We are all looking at the situation. The Sakar part ended. Now the Avyakt part is also coming closer to its end. So now a very beautiful scene will run in this world of the Christ of victory. The great souls will emerge. And through them, there will be the glorification of the Father's name.
हम अपने को इतना भरपूर करें
सो नाउ अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम वी हैव टू फिल आवर सेल्फ सो इन द कमिंग टाइम
संसार को बहुत कुछ दे सकते
वी कैन गिव मेनी थिंग्स टू द वर्ल्ड
नजरों से हमारी ओर देखेगा
द वर्ल्ड विल लुक एट अस
देख रहा है
बीइंग वेरी थर्स्टी
हमें उनकी सभी इच्छाओं को
वी हैव टू fulfill their desires and share a very short experience. We went to Delhi to see a mental hospital. There were such human beings. They do not remember anything at all, whether they live in this world, they have their relatives or not, and whether they are human beings themselves or not, and they couldn't remember anything. I saw a wonderful thing. There was a place for them to stay. So everybody had their special deities with them. I asked the ward person why they have kept those special deities behind them. The wardman said, when they get up early in the morning, these people, they stand in front of those special deities and bow down to them. So we all became introverted and we came back from there thinking that these people have forgotten the entire world but they haven't forgotten their special deities. So So even now they have faith. Even they have faith now in their inner mind that these special deities can bring benefit to us. So who are those special deities? It is we. So we have to recognize our great task. We have to make our task elevated. And now it is the time for the world to give. So now we will stabilize ourselves, sitting in the center of the forehead, being a soul.
Baba ke milan ke din. Jis din Baba ka aana hota hai.
Today is the day of meeting Baba.
You
know, the day of meeting Baba, we all know that lakhs and lakhs of people of the world invoke Baba with lot of love. What happens is, Baba spreads the rays of his power onto the world. He comes from the subtle world to this corporeal world, spreading his rays of power. Brahma Baba is not an ordinary human being, he is next to God. Shiva Baba had given him the complete authority to make the world new. He has been given all rights. So on this day, they both, from early in the morning, he is giving sustenance of elevated vibration. So today, we all will have a very beautiful experience. Then I will draw your attention towards three dharana, which is the supreme most essential. So now we will welcome Baba. Let us take our intellect towards the Supreme Abode. And let us focus our mind and intellect on the Sun of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, the Sun of Knowledge. The infinite rays of power are spreading onto the world in all the four directions. We with a lot of love will invite Baba. Oh, the one who gives us life, the one who controls the world, the bestower of fortune, the Almighty Authority, my God friend, we are your very lovely children invoking you. You leave your land and come to us. And listen to our lovely invitation, listening to this, the Almighty Authority. And descends down, spreading the vibrations everywhere, descending down. He has come to the subtle world.
ब्रह्मा बाबा के सूक्ष्म शरीर में प्रविष्ट हुए.
He has entered the body of subtle Brahma.
दोनों नीचे उतर रहे हैं.
Now both are coming down.
दिव्य तेजस्वी फरिश्ता आकाश मार्ग से नीचे की ओर.
The sparkling angel is coming down via the sky.
आ गए हमारे सामने.
They are now in front of us.
सामने देखें बाप दादा को.
Look at बाप दादा in front of all of you.
उन्होंने अपना वरदानी हाथ मेरे सिर पर रख दिया.
Both have kept the hand of blessings on my head.
सच्चे मन से कहें हे प्राणेश्वर आपका स्वागत है.
With a mind of truth we will say, oh the one who gave us life, welcome.
बाबा दृष्टि दे रहे हैं.
बाबा is giving दृष्टि. Baba disappeared when he gave the drishti.
Om.
Om Shanti.
Aise hi roz Baba ka ahvan kar liya kare.
So every day you need to invoke Baba in this way. And while having this practice, you will experience that Baba will come as soon as you invoke him.
अपने चित्त को एकाग्र करने के लिए.
In order to concentrate your mind.
और इस अलौकिक जीवन को ईश्वरीय शक्तियों से भरने के लिए.
And in order to fill your life with all powers. You have to pay attention on three things. The first one is contentment.
और हम अपने से बात करें.
We have to talk to ourselves.
हम
After finding God, whether I am content or not, after attaining His elevated knowledge, am I content or not? And we will make ourselves understand. Even if after finding God, if I am not content, then no attainments of the world can make that one content. So we have to become the jewels of contentment. You all know, and we had the Sunday Murli. Baba said, desires are bringing tensions in human beings. All are chased behind the materialistic wealth. The one who have extreme wealth are also not content. And the one who are ordinary, the one who doesn't have any desire are very happy. So the subtle desires are making the mind wander. And the one who want to have a spiritual life, the one who wants to decorate their life with spirituality, they are becoming great. They have to get liberated from all these worldly desires, and they are called as knowledgeable souls. And the one who keep desires, service will not help them. Some say, I don't remain happy, I do lot of service, but nobody appreciates me. And that person spoke directly, I do a lot of service, but nobody appreciates me. I always remain upset. If anybody's happiness is snatched away due to even after doing service, then that service should never be done. service should become a big weapon or a great power. So the entire Srimad Bhagavad Gita is written on altruistic service. Our mind should not stumble around the limited desires. Baba has spoken very good murlis on the topic contentment. I would like to tell all the brothers and sisters that nowadays Baba is not speaking much murli.
Baba ne pichle, I think 46 years mein diya hai.
Baba has given the treasure of knowledge from last 46 years, and that we have to study. We have to chill the ocean of knowledge. The mind can be filled with the treasure of knowledge. Baba has given the secrets of each and everything of knowledge, which is even beyond imagination. Even the one who cannot think about that, all those secrets have been opened up by Baba. So we all have to study that. So knowledge will become a very elevated weapon, and the souls will continue to remain content. With the power of knowledge, all the situations and circumstances get rid of. Human beings have a lot of problems and situations, and when it is, they forget Baba. But when there is the powerful knowledge, Baba is remembered. And with the power of knowledge, we also become light. So all Baba's children have to become the jewels of contentment. And when we all become the jewels of contentment, then our light will dispel the darkness of the world. So now for 3 minutes, we will sit on the throne once again. I am a shining star, a jewel of contentment. I am seated on the center of the forehead. Look at your form. I am a bright star. I am seated on the center of the forehead. I am self-sovereign.
Man, buddhi, aur karmendriyon ki malik.
I am the master of my mind, intellect and the sense organs.
Is deh ki bhi malik.
I am even the master of this body.
Sampoorn prakriti ki malik.
I am also the master of complete matter.
अपने मन को संकल्प दे दें.
Now give a thought to the mind. Give an advice to the mind. Oh my mind,
शांत हो जाओ.
Become peaceful.
हे मेरी बुद्धि.
Oh my intellect,
स्थिर हो जाओ.
Become stable. I, the soul, am a master. I am self-sovereign.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Baba ki ye ichha hai.
Baba has this desire. that all Baba's children who are living in the household, they have to do service. Being in their family, they can make their home a pilgrimage place, a place of peace. So such times are now coming. When this world will be driven in mental sickness, the people of the world will definitely say, allow me to stay in your home for 15 minutes. My mind becomes peaceful here. Now such time will be coming. Even it is beyond imagination for the humans of this world. A very fluctuating situation. I look at many things which Baba practically says. And this world will become a land of Dharam Raj. So before 25-30 years, Baba had spoken this word. Now the world is moving fast. And our supreme task is, through our drishti, through our vibrations, have to help others. Because all the souls of the world are from our generation. We are also the ancestors. We have to remember this task and move towards having elevated stage. Baba wants this. That in every place, in every city, at least there should be such 10 great souls, 10 elevated yogis, those who can help the world or help those people in that area by giving them vibrations and making them happy. They will definitely meet Baba once. Definitely from the bottom of their heart they will say, my Baba. But such great souls are needed in the world. The one who can perform this great task. So you all have to prepare yourself. And I am telling these things because wherever you have your expansion, wherever you have confusion, you have to take yourself away from that, because now it is not the time to get confused. Those who are intellectual, Baba's children, those who are very sensible, they will withdraw themselves from everything. They will keep all the desires on one side. They will be concentrated and they will feel the power of purity, the power of thoughts to be accumulated, because there are many challenges which has to be faced in the coming times. And the second very good inculcation is so that there is peace in every home. It is only because of simplicity, easygoing nature. Easy nature can be explained in a very deep way. The human beings nowadays are having a lot of expectations. There are a lot of desires. But now, we all have to understand this thing very well, that on this world, not everything will happen what we wish to have. But now that will happen, I would say everything directly. Whatever is Baba's plan, whatever is Rama's plan, only that things will happen. And therefore, those who are Baba's sensible children have to lessen their own desires, their own expectations. Make yourself very simple. Where there is ego, I am drawing your attention towards this topic.
Baba ka banne ke baad,
after belonging to Baba, those human beings will recognize his ego.
Baba ka banne ke baad,
after belonging to Baba, those who leave the ego and become very humble, sweet and soft, for them Baba will give a lot of love. And only they will reach close to Baba. Everyone has knowledge.
But
the souls who are filled with godly powers, the souls who are filled with spiritual powers, can only perform Baba's elevated task. So there should be simplicity. Have to take each and every situation very lightly. Have to mold oneself at every circumstances. Should remain flexible. The one who doesn't know to bow down, the one who doesn't know to become humble, they can't become great. And the one who is not flexible, he will be broken. If there are a lot of storms, it will shake all the leaves and the trees. And the one which is very hard will be broken. So we have to become very flexible. We have to break our ego, our arrogance. Even if after taking God's knowledge, there is egoness within anyone, this is harder, which doesn't allow the human being to become soft. The one which makes the mind to wander, it doesn't allow one to concentrate the mind. So you're all knowledgeable souls. You will all work on this topic. You will continue to liberate yourself from all of these things. You will have to follow these three dharana and make yourself complete with all virtues. So now once again, we will concentrate our mind. Now we will practice. In the world, there are many great such souls, and those who have given powers by keeping their hand on their head, like Shankaracharya. His guru kept his hand on his head and gave all eight powers. Swami Vivekananda was given all powers by his guru. So there are many eminent persons who have received powers from the human beings and who have performed elevated tasks and gone. Now, the Almighty Authority God Himself has placed His hand on our head. He has given all powers. And He has said, you are filled with all godly powers. You are the Master Almighty Authority. Look at yourself as a shining star, filled with Almighty. The powers which are there in Baba, the same power is also within me. The rays of power are being spread towards all directions. Let us now take our intellect towards the Supreme Abode, the Almighty Authority, the Great Light, a point of energy.
की शक्तियों की अनंत किरणें
विल एक्सपीरियंस हिज
सारी ब्रह्म लोक में
पावर्स एंड ही इज स्प्रेडेड इन द ब्रह्म एलिमेंट.
देखें उनका ये अनंत शक्ति संपन्न.
लुक एट दिस इनफिनिट पावर्स ऑफ हिज.
अब बाबा की ये शक्तियों की किरणें
नाउ बाबा द रेस ऑफ पावर
नीचे आ रही हैं.
इज कमिंग डाउन इन अ फॉर्म ऑफ ए फाउंटेन
समा रही है
एंड इज बीइंग अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन मी.
शक्तियों की किरणों के नीचे हूँ.
आई एम बिलो द रेस ऑफ पावर्स.
हम इस बात को इस सत्य को अपने अंदर समा दें.
We have to absorb this truth within ourselves.
हम बहुत शक्तिशाली हैं.
We are very powerful.
बाबा रोज हमें स्मृति दिलाते हैं.
बाबा एवरी डे गिव्स अस दिस अवेयरनेस.
साधारण नहीं.
That you are not ordinary.
तुम कमजोर नहीं.
You are not weak.
मैंने तुम्हें अपनी सारी शक्तियाँ दे दी हैं.
आई हैव गिवन यू ऑल पावर. सो एवरी डे वी हैव टू अवेकन अवर सेल्फ विद दिस अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग.
बात जो सदा सबको कह रहा हूँ और मैं सोचता हूँ बाबा के सभी बच्चे
आई थिंक
संसार की सभी आत्माएं
बाबाज चिल्ड्रन
सुंदर बात को सीख.
एवरी वन शुड एक्सेप्ट दिस ब्यूटिफुल थिंग व्हेन एवरी डे वी वेक अप.
के लिए विशेष है क्योंकि हम सब जल्दी
द टाइम अमृत वेला इज वेरी स्पेशल फॉर द ब्राह्मिन सोल्स एंड एवरी डे व्हेन यू गेट अप फर्स्ट 10 मिनट्स
बहुत सुंदर समय है.
इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल टाइम.
स्नान करने के बाद 10 मिनट
आफ्टर टेकिंग बाथ नॉट आफ्टर टेकिंग बाथ बट एज सून एज यू वेक अप एंड ओपन योर आईज
क्योंकि उस समय हमारा सब
दैट 10 मिनट्स is very beautiful because the subconscious mind awakens at that time. That time one can give a very beautiful thought to the mind and that thought will change your life. And if you feel that my fortune is not giving me the company, so as soon as you wake up, you say good morning to Baba and think for yourself, there is no one fortune than me. And if you think that the wealth is not coming to you, as soon as you get up, you have this thought that I am multi-million fold fortunate, I am very wealthy.
ये कहने के बजाय कि बाबा पैसे की कमी हो.
इंस्टेड ऑफ सेइंग बाबा आई एम लैकिंग मनी प्लीज गिव मी मनी.
परम धाम में पैसे.
बाबा सेज आई एम नॉट हैविंग मनी इन द सुप्रीम अबोड.
बाबा को धन्यवाद दो.
गिव थैंक्स टू बाबा.
बाबा को धन्यवाद दो.
गिव थैंक्स टू बाबा.
श्रेष्ठ भाग्य दिया.
बाबा यू हैव गिवन मी द एलिवेटेड फॉर्च्यून. You have given me the imperishable treasure. I am very wealthy. And you will have the increase in your wealth. And if you think there are obstacles coming in your life, one after the other, one after the other, the obstacles are troubling you, then as soon as you get up, have this thought, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am free of obstacles. I am the destroyer of obstacles. The obstacles will go away on its own. So it's a very good feeling. So make this 10 minutes of early morning very beautiful and fill yourself with happiness. Never will you say early in the morning, Baba, I'm very tired, please give me happiness. You have to say, Baba, you have given infinite happiness to me. So thank you multi-million times. So has he given you happiness or not? He has given infinite happiness. So today, Baba will be present amidst us. So just think, Baba, the Son of Knowledge, will be present amidst us. And with his rays, the entire hall will be spread with powerful vibrations. And wherever Baba's children are sitting and remembering Baba, Baba's vibrations will reach on to them with very fast speed. The entire campus, the hall, at the back, near the corner, Baba's vibrations will be filled. So for 2 and 2.5 hours, we will be sitting under Baba's vibrations, within his light, within the rays of the peace. We will experience his love. And so everyone will be concentrated and focused. So I will clarify, and that is not going in trance. And Baba is also not pulling Dadi to the subtle world. Baba comes directly. So as Baba will come, the previous meeting, it happened the same thing. So we will focus our mind and intellect on Baba. And we will not just see that Dadi has not gone today to trance. So we will not disturb our mind today.
Baba unke tan mein aakar baith jate hain.
Baba will come and sit in the body of Dadi Gulzar.
Gyan suriye par apni man buddhi.
We all will concentrate our mind and intellect on the Son of Knowledge. And for a very beautiful meeting, we will create a very beautiful thought. How much fortunate I am for the one who have been waiting to have the glimpse of him. He himself is coming in front of me today. So let us see him completely. Let us experience him completely. Baba has given all knowledge to us. Baba gives drishti. Baba will fill power through drishti. Baba gives blessings through drishti. And through his drishti, you can get rid of all obstacles. And whatever thought you will create in your mind, you will experience the same. And therefore, as soon as Dadi will come, the bhog will be offered, the songs will be played. Baba will come very quickly. Everyone will create a very beautiful thought and take drishti from Baba. Wow, my fortune, my every birth is succeeded. I am sitting in front of God. What I have thought about, but what has happened now, the one which I had never dreamt, that has become practical. So the more good thoughts we create in the mind, the beautiful atmosphere is created. Then Baba will speak the Murli. Murli means, just I told you, Baba has given us infinite knowledge. Baba now speaks to his children. Baba gives love. Have to sit in this feeling that God is talking to me. And whenever I sit in front of Baba and I think, he doesn't come as God to meet us. He leaves his form of God. He comes here as a father to meet his family. He doesn't come as God. He is not official. He is the ocean of love. He is the father of us. So he sits in the form of a father. He comes to meet his family. Just as the parents and the children then sit in a family in the same manner, Baba comes and meets his family and gives a very good feeling of his belongingness. He removes all our sorrow and difficulties. So when Baba is giving drishti, I'll tell two more things. Anything you will surrender today to Baba, your weakness, your old samskar, you will have to love purity. Purity is our life. There should be no impurity. And if there is any impurity, surrender it to Baba. And take one special thing from Baba. As soon as today Baba gives drishti, my life will become filled with happiness. No bitter words can snatch away my happiness, because I have been given happiness by God Himself. From today, my life will be spent in complete happiness. From today, I will take purity as the decoration of my life. Will create these kinds of beautiful thoughts in front of Baba. There will be a very beautiful feeling. We will take blessings from Baba's drishti, and Baba's drishti will definitely remove our weaknesses and deficiencies. So whatever thoughts we create in front of Baba, that will be fulfilled. So today, this special gift one should take from Baba's drishti. So today's God's meeting for us will become a very elevated memorial. As long as Baba will be sitting here, Baba, the great light, will be in Dadi Gulzar, and Baba will spread the vibrations of power. We will take Baba's vibrations of power, and it will be spread in the entire hall, wherever one are sitting. Wherever one are sitting in their own country, they will all focus their mind and intellect on Baba, and they will continue to receive power, and they will continue to fill themselves with power. And so today, we will take complete bliss out of God's meeting. We will fill our lives with happiness. And this is what the good wishes from Baba, from me, and from all. So now, once again, we will become concentrated and experience the rays of powers of the Almighty Authority. We will experience the inheritance of powers.